KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In southwestern Iowa news, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reported on Sunday that a man from Adair was arrested late Thursday morning by Adair police on a trio of charges. 55-year-old Taylor Lee Parton faces charges of harassment in the third degree, harassing a public official or employee, and first offense stalking. His arrest was the result of an investigation into three separate incidents at an apartment complex located in the 800 block of Stewart Street in Adair. Parton is alleged to have harassed tenants to law enforcement for a crime he knew that was not true, and by continued and constant intimidation to the point where the tenants became alarmed and unsafe in their apartments. Parton was released on his own recognizance early Thursday evening. Sheriff also reports 38-year-old Christopher Lee Brees of Bridgewater was arrested Friday afternoon in Greenfield on a warrant out of Clark County. He was later transferred to the custody of Clark County authorities. 37-year-old James W. Riddle of Creston was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Friday in Orient for driving under suspension. He was cited and released. And 37-year-old Michael Lynn Huddleston of Fontenelle was arrested August 30th for driving while license denied or revoked for a previous OWI. Huddleston was released the following day on $1,000 bond. A Pottawatomie County man suspected of carjacking another man in Council Bluffs Saturday morning was arrested later on in Omaha. Bluffs police say officers in Omaha located the suspect, 21-year-old Ahmed Ibar of Council Bluffs, and the stolen vehicle in the vicinity of 24th and Cumming in Omaha. Ibar was in custody in Douglas County, Nebraska, awaiting extradition back to Iowa. Authorities say the incident unfolded at around 12:10 a.m. Saturday. Officers were dispatched to the 3400 block of Avenue C for a reported male party involved in a carjacking. While en route to the call, an officer saw the vehicle that was just stolen traveling westbound on the I-480 bridge at a high rate of speed going into Omaha. The officer was not in position to catch up to the vehicle, but broadcast the information to the Omaha PD. Upon arrival, the officers spoke to the victim, 36-year-old Michael McNeil of Lincoln, Nebraska, who told the police that while parked in the area, he was approached by a black male displaying a handgun. The suspect pointed the handgun at McNeil and told him, "Get out of the car or I'll shoot you." The suspect fled the area in McNeil's vehicle. The criminal investigations responded to Omaha to interview Ibar following his arrest. Authorities in Montgomery County say three people were arrested at around 7:30 p.m. Saturday in Red Oak. 33-year-old Jared Allen Gresham of Omaha and 27-year-old Mildred Helenora Douglas of Red Oak were taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. in the 100 block of Grimes Streets. They were charged with public intoxication and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $300 each. A few minutes later, 31-year-old Brian Paul Anderson of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 200 block of East Grimes Street for disorderly conduct by fighting or violence. His bond was set at $300. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest early Saturday of a Kansas man on drug charges. At around 2:16 a.m., deputies of the Fremont County K-9 unit responded to a call of a stranded motorist attempting to flag down vehicles near the 15-mile marker of Interstate 29 northbound. The motorist, 27-year-old Stephen Anderson of Lenexa, Kansas, was found to be in possession of methamphetamine and or drug paraphernalia. Anderson was placed under arrest and was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $1,300 bond. Elsewhere in western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a fish kill in a northwestern Iowa stream has been traced to a Lamar's ice cream making plant. The department says ammonia from the Wells Enterprises plant, which makes Blue Bunny ice cream, found its way into the Plymouth County stream, killing a large number of minnows and chubs. Officials say the ammonia was in the cooling water discharge from the plant. The department said it will continue to look for and verify the spill source and send water samples for a laboratory analysis. DNR fisheries staff also plan to do a fish kill count. In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Chestnut, age 83, of Anita, died Wednesday at her home in rural Anita. Funeral services for Marilyn Chestnut will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Judith Sohegan, age 75, formerly of Portsmouth, died August 23rd. Funeral services for Judith Sohegan will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Johnson, age 94, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died August 29th at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life prayer service for Helen Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laverne Schmidt, age 93, of Audubon, died August 28th, also at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Laverne Schmidt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Onita Bridger, age 94, who's formerly of Griswold, died January 16th in California. Graveside services for Onita Bridger will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery near Lyman, Green Hills Mortuary in Torrance, California, and the Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold are handling the arrangements. Neil Webke, age 64 of Irwin, died Friday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Neil Webke will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Irwin Community Building. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Marion Hare, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marion Hare will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Betty Tucker, age 54, of Panora, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Becky Tucker will be Wednesday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Darlene Grace Hockett Kinman, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Fleur Heights Care Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darlene Kinman will be held Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Guthrie Center United Methodist Church. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Lippincott, age 89, of Panora, died August 17th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Betty Lippincott will be on Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Kimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be on September 9th at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be held on September 11th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.